Welcome to Learn or Be Learned. We've been working on this project for a while now, and we're finally ready to share it with you. It's been under works for a good minute, and if you're on YouTube or Spotify, congratulations, you're watching the first video podcast of Learn or Be Learned. This is the setup that I've been working on. This is the other project for season two. Season two is going to have video podcasting, but before that, this is the mini series about real estate and real estate investing, mindset, all of that with my two good buddies that are great realtors. They share not only their mindsets about buying your first home, buying your first rental property, you know, the mindset of scaling and money and how all this works, but it's also the first time that we got to do a big project together, got to do a whole video podcasting, and I learned a lot. That's why everything's been so, you know, inconsistent, I could say. So, you know, I appreciate your patience and your support and, you know, sharing these videos and episodes. And I'm really excited to share this with you guys, honestly. And, you know, please let me know what you guys think. And, you know, without further ado, let's get right into this mini series, 6 episodes. We actually recorded them all in one batch. And, you know, rookie mistake, live and learn. But I cut them in segments, but I didn't properly address the ending of each episode. So some of the episodes are like, some of the episodes have a, oh, all right, catch you in the next episode. And then some of them are just cut right there abruptly. So, you know, live and learn, but I think it was still really awesome, which I'd love to hear what you guys think. And, you know, without further ado, let's jump right into it. Thanks.
Welcome back, friends, to another great episode here in the mini series. I'm here with these lovely gentlemen once again. Welcome back, guys. And where we left off in the last episode was we talked about the home buying, the procedures behind that, the know-how, the tips, the advice, all that good stuff. And then we ended it on, now, what if you're not looking to buy a home to live in, but more so an investment property or a property to make that into some sort of cash flow, right? That's also a huge thing in real estate. A lot of people buy houses or properties or homes outside the scope of just living in it. So I want to get a little bit more in on this idea. You know, something interesting I heard was the idea that McDonald's is not a business in the food industry, it's a real estate company.
Correct.
Right. So that is a super interesting topic. I think we should open it up and start there. Why do you think that is?
I can go first on this one.
Let's go.
With regards to, you know, real estate and investing, me personally, when it comes to clients that I deal with, investors, what I try to gauge first from them is understand what their overall goal is. The reason for that is it makes the entire process of guiding them and showing them the right properties a lot easier. It helps my analysis in the back end a lot easier as well. So to give an example, when an investor comes to Austin, they are usually looking for cash flowing properties. They want a rental home, a single family home. That's usually what they lean for. A single family home is typically have 3 or 4 bedrooms or 5 bedrooms sometimes and has bathrooms. 2 people cannot live in a single family home, like 2 families. That's why it's called a single family, right? So single families are predominantly what renters usually look for, like single family homeowners usually try to rent in. And in those type of situations, a investor wants to know how much can I get back in return after mortgage, HOA, taxes, all that has been paid off, how much can I return? That's where the cash flow comes in. So helping them understand that can be achieved through understanding their goal first. So for me personally, that's how I sort of perceive it. In real estate, the answer to investing the way to invest it depends on the person and what their goals and like their ultimate timeline is, I think, when it comes to it.
Absolutely. And another topic I also want to touch on is renovation. We were talking about renovation for different properties. But to directly answer your question about McDonald's, McDonald's usually puts their properties on high value lots, right? Corner properties, very prominent, right off the highway, etc. Mm-hmm. And so these areas appreciate over time. Because how does a burger company increase shareholder value year over year There's two ways, right? Expansion, you can open more locations. But if they're all being well run, they're kind of at a maximum for their capacity, right? Like for the area. You're not going to sell more than a certain number of burgers in a year once you've saturated that market.
Right.
So how do you grow past that if you're not opening new locations or even just for that one business unit? The value of your land keeps going up.
Right.
So the value of your business keeps going up.
Right.
So although your cash flow is relatively consistent, the value keeps going up. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people are very interested in real estate. It's a very easy way to hedge against inflation, because whatever inflation is, real estate keeps and or beats. So if inflation is 2%, your real estate at the minimum has gone up 2%. Or 3 to 5, right? And so this way you protect your principal investment, plus you're getting some extra. And if you're renting a home, then you're getting a principal pay down and passive cash flow. So there's a lot of benefits in real estate that you can get that other investments don't provide, as well as accessibility to real estate is just plentiful, right?
Exactly. I want to finish off of that last statement. It's real estate, investing in real estate is just, that feeling is completely unmasked in any way, shape, or form. And it's like the sense of ownership, owning a piece of America. Like, that's the way that I put it. Imagine owning a piece of land, even if it's just a square block, it is your property with your name on it. That is you, yourself. And you can plant a tree on it, build a pool, whatever, right? Depending on HOA restrictions, of course. Just want to make sure. You know, just want to let you all know. But it still has a sense of ownership. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, your hard work, the sweat and equity you put into it, that's what amounts to it. So investing in real estate is, at the end of the day, is an embodiment of that. Even buying, even single family homeowners who buy it purely to live in there for 30 years, they, in the back of their mind, they do, like, I have heard of conversations with clients, or I have had conversations with clients who were primary homeowners. It's also an investment for my family, it's for my kids, for my generation. So it's like that term investing even blends into that as well, you know?
Absolutely. The other thing is, you know, Nathan hit the nail on the head when he was talking about home ownership is a big pride. It's part of the American dream, mm-hmm. right? Own your own home. That's why we have FHA loans. It's to help people buy first time and, you know, younger home buyers, or, you know, people in a certain economic situation afford a home when they otherwise could not have, because the country sees it as a part of, your pursuit of happiness, right? That you're guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Put another way, in terms of investment in single family homes, the pride of owning that is unparalleled, because if, let's say, you get into a multifamily syndication or a warehouse syndication or something like that.
For those who don't know what a syndication is,
you might. So we'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay.
So let's say, you know, there's not a lot of pride in saying, oh, well, I own a minority stake in the syndication deal somewhere, right? It's just, there's not a lot of pride to that. How do you even communicate that? There's so many nuances and complexities.
Right.
But when you're hanging out with your friends and you go, man, I own 3 homes, you just sound like a badass, right? There's just, you can't, it's unparalleled pride in home ownership. That you cannot get in other investments.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody brags about their stock portfolio, or right. Some people do, but it's a lot harder, right?
Right.
But it's real easy to brag about the number of homes you have, or rental units you have, right. Or something.
Right.
Because it's more tangible to people. Well, I live in a home. I have 1 home. Wow, you have 3? Tell me more.
Right. That's actually a big reason I enjoy the idea of real estate, right? I've looked into, studied, understood a lot of different investment opportunities, and the one that just keeps coming back and making the most sense to me is real estate and properties and land, because of its tangibility, mm-hmm. right? It's a scarce resource. It's a finite quantity of land. So that just makes a lot of sense to me, you know, compared to the revolution of cryptocurrencies and blockchains and stocks, which, you know, depend on not only quarterly earnings, but also
random things happening in the world, or even just, you know, fear of the market, right? So many things
can determine investor confidence. Yeah.
Confidence, right. You can, so many things affect different investment portfolios, but the one that really makes a lot of sense to me has always been that, because of its sense of, it's tangible. I can see it. I really I can see what I'm putting my money into, right?
Hence the term real estate.
Yeah.
Right? It's physical. It's tangible.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys think at any point we might switch in society to more digital real estate?
Truth be told, I don't know what that is. Like, if it's digital, does that mean it exists? Like, if you have to wear goggles to be at your digital real estate, that means you have to be in a real place to do that. So you're still in a piece of real estate, just pretending to be somewhere else. It's like watching a movie.
Well, let me add on to it, right? We have IP addresses, which are essentially, in layman terms, is like a mail address for your computer. It is basically the IP address is a mail address. So just like that, right, you kind of already can buy a domain name, things like that, which in a way is sort of like buying like an estate, right? Like in the real estate, buying a part of land, what you're buying is a domain name, a portion of what you could, individually, I guess, make an address in the internet, right?
So there are certain aspects to real estate that make it real estate. One is non-transferability, immobility. Sorry, it's transferable. It's immobile and indestructible. It means you cannot move it and it cannot be destroyed. You could dig a 50-foot hole in your plot of land and the land still exists.
Mm-hmm.
There just has a big hole in it.
Right.
But the land is still there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say, you know what? I'm going to move to, I don't know, pick a state, right? I'm going to move to Kansas. I'm going to pick up my real estate and move it to Kansas with me. You can't do that.
Right.
You might be able to move a mobile home, but you leave the plot behind.
Right.
Right? So the real estate portion cannot be transferred. It cannot go away. It is ever existing, whether it's usable or not usable. A domain name can be canceled and put back into the public pool for purchase, so there can be a dead time, making it not real.
Right.
It's digital. I'm not knocking the internet. I live on the internet.
Right. You're more so speaking on and able to speak on what you have practiced and what you know. Right. So let's go a little bit more in that. What are some avenues someone can potentially pursue when they're thinking of investments in the real estate field or market, right? We have Airbnbs, you roughly mentioned syndications, which I assume we'll get to. There's, so many different ways.
You have single family, you have multifamily, you have warehouses.
Now, what are
you
the differences? Land. What is the difference
between you have short-term rentals.
Okay.
And you also have arbitration, which is running other people's real estate without actually owning any property. Think of it like you're being Airbnb for Airbnb. We'll get there. So there's at least six types that I think of off the top of my head, right? When I think about real estate investments, I'm not talking about meta digital real estate, right? That's different. What about, is there any that I missed that you want to add
in? Typically, I was leaning towards the residential side of it. And you covered that really quickly. And then
of course, you have commercial, right?
Warehouses and all that, right?
Falls under the commercial. So you definitely hit all the points, yeah.
So I guess maybe instead of saying commercial, office spaces, yeah. Right?
Here's a simple distinction that I think people are curious about is, what is the difference between single family and multifamily?
It's the word... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do